5 Issues with Generative AI That Actually Praise Vishnu, by Krishna's Mercy.
Yadyadvibhutimat sattvam shreem durjitmeva. Tattadevav gach tvam mam tejosh sambhavam. Quote, know that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 10.41.
According to the Vedic understanding, there is a single source to everything. Though the commonly depicted images associated with the culture may show multiple gods, with varieties in the religious traditions dispersed across the different regions, the objective is still always one. A person may be unaware, but the boons delivered by their object of worship must first be sanctioned by the original source.
Yepyanya devta bhakta yajante shadhyanvita. Tepi mamev konte yajantya vidhipurvakam. Quote, whatever a man may sacrifice to other gods, O son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone, but it is offered without true understanding. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.23.
That source is able to generate. If we briefly consider the matter, we realize that the ability to generate is beyond imagination. Everything that we have encountered so far in life, both the seen and the unseen, that which we have witnessed and also that which we have only heard about. The single source is responsible for everything. That source is the chief eternal responsible for supporting and sustaining so many other eternals. He is the one original eternal while we are sparks from him. There is the great eternal, who is independent, and there are the many not as great eternals, who are independent to some degree, but also dependent. This means that it is not surprising to find defects when the dependent eternals try to imitate the chief eternal. It only makes sense that the pursuits will flow in that direction. If one person can create amazing content in literature, why should not others try the same? If one person has skill in composing music, in writing screenplays, or in drawing pictures, others can also see how they compare in these areas. Moreover, there is always technology to give an assist. Why work harder when you can work smarter? In recent times, there is the boon of artificial intelligence. If we are stuck in a rut, unable to think of new ideas for content, we can ask artificial intelligence for help. Input a few parameters and in a matter of moments we have something that can be used. Whether the content is good or not, someone else will be the judge. For instance, AI may be able to produce an audio narration of a particular set of written words, but others are quick to point out the flaws. The narrator, the robot-type voice, is unable to give the proper pronunciation to words outside of its input language. Sanskrit may present difficulties, and the resulting sounds elicit chuckles, irritation, and exasperation from the person listening. This is because there are limitations to AI. If we study the commonly identified limitations, we can compare against the original source of the different energies, both spiritual and material. The honest person ends up with even greater appreciation for that chief eternal. 1. Limited creativity. AI could never produce something as great as Mozart or Beethoven. These are individuals unique to the history of the world. Gifted with amazing ability in composition, it is their works which serve as the basis for any future output generated by a computer. In other words, it is human being who serves as the input to any generative model. As the model can only use what has been recorded thus far, there is limitation in creativity. When more people appear in this world, as they use their amazing intelligence embedded within to produce new forms of art, the models can then expand upon the potential for creation.
Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. Matta smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Vedesh cha sarver aham ev vedyo. Vedant krit vedvid ev chaham. Quote, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas am I to be known, indeed I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 15.15.
2. Bias. The models have to be biased. There is no way around it. If we are trying to generate online copy for a specific area of commercial products, it only makes sense that the models will factor popularity into the output. That is to say, the existing products, which have a greater amount of content already available, are more likely to represent it in whatever the new output is. 3. Limited application. The models have to be trained. There needs to be sufficient material to serve as an input. If there is not much to go off, what can the computer really do? It only operates on what is fed into it. As more time passes, as the amount of potential input increases, the models can widen their scope of application. 4. Resource intensive. Try to merely search through millions of printed documents. The process is not easy. A computer must store everything properly. This is the beginning. There is likely some indexing involved. When the search finds matches, it must also return a location so that the end user can then navigate to the material. All this means that there will be a reliance on resources. The more the better. The greater the computing power, the more the models can process in a timely fashion. On the other side, when resources are limited, the machines cannot do as much. It is like trying to run a marathon after having fasted for an entire week. 5. Ethical concerns. Known as a deep fake, AI can be used to imitate someone else, without their knowledge or consent. AI can generate spam email messages that look almost identical to what an authorized provider might send. Except the purpose is nefarious. The end goal is to fool the end user, to make them think something is true when it is not. As His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains, since the beginning of time there have been people trying to imitate God. They have claimed to be the Supreme Lord. This occurred even during the time of the manifest Leela of Sri Krishna.
Quote, the story of King Pondraka is very interesting because there have always been many rascals and fools who have considered themselves to be God. Even in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, there was such a foolish person. His name was Pondraka, and he wanted to declare himself to be God. While Lord Balram was absent in Vrindavan, this King Pondraka, the king of the Karusha province, being foolish and puffed up, sent a messenger to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and King Pondraka directly challenged Krishna through the messenger, who stated that Pondraka, and not Krishna, was Vasudeva. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 2, Chapter 11.
In line with the defects of generative AI, the pretenders are always limited. They breach ethics in the worst possible way, to try to cheat people on the most important issue of an existence, their link to genuine spiritual life. These limitations are not present in the original source, who is known as Krishna. He is also Vishnu, who is known to simply lie down and generate universes through his breathing. This image symbolizes the least resource-intensive work, with the greatest accompanying creativity. There is inherently no bias, because the same Vishnu expands as Supersoul, to take the role of all-pervading witness who accompanies each and every living being. Vishnu is wishing well to every person, whether they are legitimate in their presentation or pretending to be the son of Vasudeva. What Vishnu creates has applicability to every individual, as evidenced in the sunlight, the water dropped by the clouds, the air flowing through space, and the knowledge found in sacred texts like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In closing, universal benevolence to tell. Since wishing everyone well. Amazing output generating. Without bias demonstrating. From sun temperature to maintain. Water and air life to sustain. Never a computer could do the same. That which from Vishnu came.